about to get real.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Get Real.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hosted by yours. Oh, no, there's a mosquito.
Did I get it?
I missed.
Okay, it's on the ceiling. Okay. Welcome to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM from CART.
And Peniel from B2B.
We back. Yes.
Okay.
If you guys don't know, Get Real is a podcast where we get honest about the ups and downs of adulthood, but from our perspective.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And last week we talked about friendship, and today we're talking about beauty standards.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Ashley's going to have a lot to talk about today. Oh, Bruce Almighty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about this because I think when I first came to Korea, I was kind of shocked at like the cultural differences and especially the differences in the beauty standards
in
the West and, you know, in Korea.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we're still dealing with that now because we are in the entertainment industry where we do have to groom ourselves and kind of, you know, look good for the camera.
True that.
And yeah, not just for girls, but I feel like guys, you guys would have a lot to say too.
Yeah, my goal is to have such good skin that I don't need to wear makeup when I go on a broadcast.
Yo.
I hate wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before we get started, if there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, please let us know on our socials or leave a comment when our full episode videos go up on YouTube, which is on Dive Pods. And subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And please leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about Get Real and hear our experiences and enjoy this podcast.
Don't you want to share this awesome podcast with everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Five star reviews. Let's go. Good comments only. Let's go.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so should we first talk about
what beauty means to us?
I mean, that's what it says on the
paper. On the script, actually. At least.
I mean, sure. Yeah.
What does beauty mean to you guys?
I don't know, but I feel like beauty is so much more complicated than just like beauty. And I wouldn't call something beautiful unless it's like…
Beautiful?
No, it's beautiful. There you go.
I don't think I've ever called someone beautiful. Like when I'm looking at like a beautiful scenery or when I'm looking at like a beautiful artwork, I say it's beautiful. But I don't think I've ever said like, oh my God, she or he's beautiful.
You don't think Beyonce is beautiful?
Be
She's pretty I mean, beautiful.
Be careful
yeah, yeah,
now.
Yeah. But it's just like I don't really describe people as like beautiful. It's more of like what I'm like the scenery
like
or scenery, I don't know. Something
like
that's
view
more
or
like…
Something like that.
Almost how it makes you feel. Like takes your breath away almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've described like scenery as beautiful either.
Really?
It's like, wow. It's like this is an awesome view. Or like, this is an amazing view. Or something. Like,
I think beauty… The word beauty… A lot of it comes from… not only like… aesthetically, visually pleasing, but kind of like almost it makes you feel a type of way, like, damn, that's beautiful. Like you know, kind of. I feel like personality plays a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
She's beautiful. Like if it's like she's like straight up gorgeous, but like
their personality,
it's kind of doo-doo. I don't know about that. Like,
yeah,
you know, but her personality is bomb. Plus, she's we had a girl like that in high school one time, bro. Woo, she was beautiful. Like inside
beautiful.
And out too.
Right.
Yeah. When that person is just like happy with themselves and when they just radiate that energy, don't you feel like…
Happy is a good word.
Yeah.
For beautiful.
Yeah.
Beauty is happiness.
I feel like.
Okay.
Because like I feel like a person looks their best when they smile.
Mm.
Why do they smile? Because they're happy.
Yeah.
I feel like beauty ties in a lot with…
Happiness?
Also,
No, I think so too. Because it's like everyone has a different beauty standard, right? So it's just whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you feel comfortable. I feel like that's what in the end like beauty is. Because like,
I agree.
You could think something is beautiful and I might think it's hideous, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, it's whatever makes you happy or content or whatever, I guess.
Pretty… it's
all right, we're done with this episode.
It is pretty subjective, I think.
Yeah. It's
that cactus could be beautiful to me. Yeah. But it's scratched.
But I hate it.
Yeah, it scratched
that,
you.
That little mother lover, oh, I'm a chop it down.
True and that.
But then at the same time, it's like, okay, let's say you have a row of, like, let's say you have two rows of people, right? Mm-hmm. One row is like, I don't know, who we consider to be the most beautiful in this world. Mm-hmm. And then the next row is like, people who are not well groomed, who mm-hmm. look dirty, who look like they haven't showered in days, mm-hmm. and you ask you like who's the most more beautiful group? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure 99% would choose the row on top, right?
Right.
So mm-hmm. and like when you ask babies, mm-hmm. like oh, like who is the prettiest? They know, like they choose.
So is I'm it like, usually towards the top row, like that type of thing too.
Yeah. So I'm like, are
oh,
they
I've never
like,
asked a baby that are before.
Are we born?
Listen here, baby.
Yeah, listen here.
You're going to look at two rows. You're going to tell me which one's more beautiful, all right? You're going to take a look. Ready? Look. Well, which one?
But I feel like that also ties in with like the people on top. They're groomed. They feel good about themselves, you know? So it's like…
Oh, true.
They're going to radiate like a better like vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. And then people true. On bottom row, it's like they're not well groomed or whatever. They're not going to… Feel that well. Like they're not going to feel good. So I feel like… Yeah.
Beauty does… I feel like… Yeah. That does… I feel like people groom themselves. Exactly what you just said. People groom up. Get clean. Super nice. Do what they got to do to look their best. To feel their best.
Mm. Yeah. Because there's so many different like fashion styles too. You know. There's like… you could wear like… Some people like baggy pants. Some people like really tight pants.
True.
I like sweats. It's like all that stuff. You know. It's like I feel like… Beauty is just kind of everyone's own personal standard.
In the eye of the beholder.
I feel like being beautiful and being attractive are totally different things though. Like you could be attractive.
That's also in the eye of the beholder too.
Yeah.
Attraction, like people like… They have their own personal preference for all that too.
I think beauty is a personal preference.
Yeah.
When you guys first came to Korea… Were there anything… things that you were shocked by when it came to like… Beauty standards.
Oh, like everyone so dresses up like full out.
Yeah. Makeup like, too, bro. Like guys.
Yeah. Like guys were doing makeup and stuff. Like I don't think I've ever seen a guy do makeup until I came to Korea. And I was like, wow. I was like,
yeah.
They go like full out.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was a trainee, Sundays were the only days we got off. And then we were going to Coex. Because it's like right… It's like because… what's it called? GIP is in Cheongdam. And then like Samsung. It's where Coex is. It's pretty close.
Oh yeah. It is.
So then like on like Sundays… Like a bunch of the trainees would go like to Coex together. Just to hang out and stuff. Because it's a free day. And I remember like the first time I went… I was just wearing basketball shorts. Flip flops. A V-neck. And like a snapback.
Yeah.
And they were just like… Are you really going to wear that to the mall? And I was like… Yeah. Why?
Why not?
And they're like… Everyone else how they looked. And then they're all like… Dressed up like jeans, like shoes, like everything. And so I was like, all right, I'll go wear shoes. But yeah, it's like I was like, wow, like they really like dress to impress.
Yeah, the standard is high here for sure.
Mm, but then at the same time, it's they dress to impress, but they all kind of dress similar to each other.
I guess
like not, you know, there's where I'm from. Like, well, I used to live in New York, and people in New York are very like bold. With their fashion statements. And they're very fun and loud. And they wear what they want because they feel like it. And they don't really care about what other people think. But it's like here… They all kind of have like the uniform. With guys like in the fall… It's like the turtleneck and the camel colored coat. And like the pants with like… You know the little dress shoes. I see all the guys dressing like that. Even when I was watching Heart Signal… All the four guys dress like that. And then even with like girls sometimes… You walk down the streets and they're all like wearing like… You know, similar skirts and like, you know, like a blouse or similar hairstyles.
True that.
And unless you go to like maybe like Hongdae where people are a little more, you know…
Expressive.
Yeah. It's different. But in the regular streets, it's very similar. So when first I was like shocked by that because everyone just looks so similar.
Yeah.
And you know, in the Western like standards, people like being tanned. And they like being tanned. They like having like full lips and like… I don't know. They care more about like the butt and like I guess having curves. But in Korea it's more like they want to be pale. They want to be like super skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny.
I was going to say super skinny. Stick skinny. Yeah.
Nice jersey, by the way.
Oh, really? You like
it? I like it a lot.
Yeah? Yo, it's from Stadium, bro.
You're doing such a good job.
Yeah, bro. With,
you know, did you know one of these goes towards breast cancer awareness?
Oh, really? Yeah, yo, dude. I just bought it because I liked it. You're awesome, I didn't know. Oh,
you a
man.
Real one for that. Oh, shit. Give me something of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Stadium LA at Instagram.com.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I in Korea, I feel like they care more about 골반 more than like butt.
Oh,
like waistline.
Like, yeah.
But you know why men are attracted to like big hips?
Why?
It's because like it's like a natural thing because it's like they're more fertile or something like that. Like they can have babies easier or something like
that. Is that like a scientific thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
And for girls, like we're more attracted to men with like deeper voices or like, you know, whatever gives off that more manly vibes.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Like big shoulders. Right. Yeah, it's okay.
Is
you
that
have big
true?
Shoulders.
But yeah.
And if you think about it, I think… I'm definitely like that because you know how in Korea, especially in the idol industry, all the men are really skinny too. But I've never been attracted to like skinny men. And
yeah,
I realized…
I mean, that's because you grew up in America.
I realized I always am attracted to people with like deep voices. Kind of like, you know, more on the chubbier side or like bigger side. And,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You like yourself a little chunky monkey? Hey.
No, yeah, she liked the chunky monkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Preference.
No, but it's like they're kind of like built like here up.
Yeah.
But then it's like…
Like a swole chunky monkey.
Yeah.
Swole chunky monkey.
I think but social media plays a big factor too. Because back then social media wasn't as big. And even if it was just like Zynga, MySpace, Facebook. And people weren't so obsessed with like taking selfies of themselves and posting it up. Especially like body pictures.
We didn't have phones that had internet when we were in the States.
Mm. Yeah. Things
now
are different
just,
now
yeah,
for
it's
sure.
It's accessible everywhere now.
Yeah.
So now that, you know, social media is really big and you see like a girl, like Instagram girl models like posting, you know, pictures all the time. I think that made us like more obsessive with our looks now. But then I remember like I didn't really care at all when I lived in the States. It was just like, oh, as long as I look clean and as long as I am clean, that's all that matters.
True.
You know, even makeup, I didn't even know how to do makeup that well. But then after Korea, I guess like I started conforming to what the Korean standard of beauty was. And then I started getting like paler and like my makeup style started becoming more Korean. Because it's very different. Like, you know, in America it's like the cat eye. And
if you live here, I feel like you have no choice but to kind of…
But I feel like you guys are still so westernized.
Oh, hell
like,
maybe.
Like, you'll be walking down the street and people are like, oh, they're definitely Korean Americans. Like, they're definitely Kyokos. Yeah. Nobody would be like, oh Chogyo. Like,
my preference is still there too. Like,
Yeah, me too.
I like a girl with little curves. I still like the cat eyes too.
But yeah. And I didn't know there were so many like flaws about myself or things that people thought weren't pretty or like attractive until I came to Korea because that's when people
like
started pointing it out.
Like what?
Like, you know, when I was a trainee, when you're a trainee, they tell you like, oh, you need to get this done. You need to get this done. Like you need to fix this. And they would like tell me like they want me to shave my jaws, like shave my face.
Oh, I got
shave
that too.
The bones off. And you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I got kind of like Korean people kind of like that V-line, you know? But then I got like kind of like a square jaw.
No,
you got the man jaw, bro.
Yeah.
I got like the butt chin and everything.
You know, boxers, like me, I'm more V, right? They call this UD tuck, glass tuck.
Oh, really?
The box, I'm just…
All right, I know what sport I'm going into.
Yeah. Yeah, you
got I got like a square jaw. So then I remember they wanted me to kind of a little bit and get like fillers and stuff too.
That adds so much more character though. Like…
Oh, but they're like on TV, you're gonna look like Buzz Lightyear. I was like, all right, cool. I was like,
no, but they care about the littlest like things. I'm like, you care about that? Like, as for example, they would say like, oh, your knees aren't that pretty. Like, your knees are ugly.
Commented
and like,
on your knees.
What? The first time I heard knees.
I know, me too.
What do pretty knees look like?
Yeah,
I
what
don't
kind
know.
Of weirdo like has like…
And they would be like, knees? Oh, your neck. You know, they just like point out like the length of your neck, like how much, like how, you know, narrow your shoulders or whatever, like the smallest things. And oh, this, I was like, when I smile, like my gums show a lot. So they were like, oh, you gotta get plastic surgery to not let your lips roll up too much, because when you smile and your gums show, that's unattractive. And I've never even noticed that about myself until, you know, they pointed it out. And after then, I was like, oh my gosh, like there's so many things that you have to take into consideration. But it's like, it's endless,
too,
because, you know, you would fix one thing and they'd be like, oh, like your face looks a little… I'm like disproportionate. You got to fix the other side. And it's just like never ending.
You know what? I changed my answer on beauty. I think beauty is just a mindset.
Oh. Yeah. He went there.
Yeah.
He did.
It's just a mindset. You just, you know, you just got to be happy with what you got.
Yo.
That's beauty.
Mm.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%.
Don't give a flying funk about what other people think.
Yo.
Just… be content with what you got. I think that's beauty.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Alright. So… to close up this episode…
did you guys go through like different phases growing up?
Hell
like,
yeah.
What kind?
I had my little… like… when I was young… I used to wear like super baggy dickies… and like kind of sag them almost to like… above
I can imagine that.
Yeah. Right above my knee… and like big old white tee like… back when, I was like inspired a lot by like 50 Cent and like the Eminem era, and like, you know, slick my hair back and try to look like that bad Asian gangster type look. And then after that, I had my skater phase. My dream at one point was to be a professional skateboarder.
Oh, wow.
But I was too chunky, so I couldn't do steps. Like, you know how skaters, like, they skate down steps?
Yeah.
I tried skating down a step one time. I broke my ankle. And
what?
Yeah, I broke my ankle. My
left
ankle.
Gosh.
Yeah. Big people should not be doing steps.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
And then after that, I kind of was just like a mix of both. Not kind of.
Like skater gangster?
Like a skater… not really a skater gangster, but… just fitted jeans and like a white tee is always good for me.
Did you ever have a preppy phase? I want to know.
No, I did not
Never.
Have a preppy phase.
Oh.
You had a preppy phase?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Like, well, how? What's a preppy phase? Like, you wear glasses?
Like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, that type of preppy phase. Yeah. No, I didn't have any of those.
Wow.
Oh, even the Abercrombie shirts, I did buy a couple. Even those
huge,
went down
like
to my
XX
knees.
Large. XX large.
Yep. Because you know the polos
that's
were
a,
in
that
case.
That's a preppy gangster.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a preppy face?
Yeah, I had like the Hollister and like the Abercrombie, like the polo tees and stuff.
Yo, their cologne is pretty nice though.
It is. It's pretty nice.
It's just too strong in the shop though.
Yeah, you get like a headache when you're in there for too long.
Did you have like a gangster face?
No, I mean, even now, I'm not that into fashion, you know? Oh. It's like, back then, I was like, even less into fashion. It was just like, whatever my sister bought me, I'd just be like, okay, new clothes. And I just kind of wear that. And like, my sister just kind of dressed me.
Oh.
And I was just like, whatever. It's like, she would buy me like Abercrombie. I'm like, okay.
Simple.
She would buy me Hollister. Okay. Aeropostale. I don't even know. Aeropostale.
That's nice of your sister.
Like H&M, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. And it's like, when I learned… to actually like go out and like start shopping by myself.
True.
I mean, like get allowance and stuff. I would just go to like H&M and stuff. Like I didn't know like…
I do that now.
Brands. Yeah, I still do that.
Did your like classmates or students at school not really care about what they wore?
I'm not sure. I never really cared what other people thought that much. I think.
I respect that. I feel like I went through every phase. I had like emo phase. I had preppy phase. I had gangster phase. And when I… really started getting into like how I, you know, looked and how I dressed was when I went into junior high school. And that's when all the cool, you know, machine and obes, the cool guys were all, you know, wearing like Echo, Shanjo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like,
that was shit. Fat Farm. Like,
yeah,
hell
Fat Farm,
yeah.
That.
Hell
so
yeah.
I was like, okay, that's when I started wearing like bamboo earrings, huge. And then my head, like the hair, it was like 8 to 2, like, you know, like this. And I would use gel. And then like, I would wear like bra straps as headbands. This was like a New York thing, maybe.
No, I was in LA too.
Oh, no, it was like that in LA. And yeah.
Ooh, man, that used to be like…
bra straps and headbands. Yeah.
I don't know about the bra strap ones, but like that gangster
look.
They
had it in like every color, like the really thin headbands. And then we had like nameplate bamboo earrings. That was, I had to like beg my parents to get me one because all the cool kids had like the bamboo earrings with their name going across like this.
Oh, is it like the ring with like the thing?
Yeah, it was like gold and really thick. But it was really expensive.
I think that's why I like hoop earrings a lot these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't get it. But yeah, so I dressed like that. You know, wore Tim's, like Air Force Ones, like North Face.
Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones.
I wore those.
To look cool and, you know, but I was, that did not help. And then high school or like ninth grade, I started going through the preppy phase. You know, that was like, oh, let's hang out at the mall. Like, oh my God.
I think I wore Air Force Ones in high school. You were wearing them since middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah. Air Force Ones, K-Swisses.
Mm-hmm.
Vans.
Vans I started wearing in high school.
Oh, really? I was wearing that in like elementary, middle school.
Oh, damn. Like Vans are pretty skater.
You know, like the old Vans? They were like kind of like thicker, like wider.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like those Vans.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, 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 okay.
I didn't start wearing Vans till…
Because like I had skater friends. That's why. And like I didn't know about shoes. So I was just like, oh. Yeah, I like those. Okay.
True.
I didn't know they were skater shoes.
Mm. And I had an emo phase when I went into high school because I was like just mad at the world. And I would just like wear like really thick eyeliner and wear band tees and then have earphones on. That was like screamo. Like
listening to a lot of screamo?
Is that emo or is that goth?
But
it's all in the family?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't think it was more for me. It was like to let others know that I don't want to talk to you. Like get away from me. Oh, you know, okay. Like just blasting music. It was so funny because like after church, we would go home and in the van, I'd be like, in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Linkin
like,
Park,
I'd be
hell
like
yeah.
That. And I was just like, now that I think about it, I'm like, what? Why was I doing that? Like I was just, I guess I was just so… Yeah.
It's the music. It's the music. Because I had like Linkin Park face
you
too.
You did? Yeah. I mean, I did too. But I don't think I was like mad at the world and stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't really mad at the world.
Yeah, it was just the look, I think. Like I had like hair down to like my shoulders pretty much. And it was like
what?
Yeah, I showed you the picture before.
Your hair was here?
It was like up to here.
So I feel like all these phases definitely have an influence on our perspective, on our own preference of beauty now.
Mm.
Now, you guys say, maybe.
What is your preference?
No, yeah, that's what I'm always thinking like… You know, in Korea, they always ask you like what your isangyang, your ideal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have one. I don't know what mine is.
Are you more towards like the personality?
No. Usually, I don't know them when I ask them out.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it's just like the vibe of that person?
Yeah, I think so.
That's generally the most
important. But I don't know what that vibe is that I like.
But, you know, when you see someone… This is for me in both men and women. Mm. When I see someone with really nice Achilles heels, I'm like, oh my God. So beautiful.
Achilles? So nice. What is an Achilles
heel? Right here. You know, like the back of your ankle. Like right here.
Because I have pretty like stiff Achilles heels.
I'm not
heels.
That flexible. But it's a… You know like this part.
You know when you… From the back like the calves. From the feet to the calves. There's like a little like, bone. Like a line that goes.
Yeah. So like connects? In between the in between the heel and the calf.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
I always look at that in people. Because when it's like lean and long, it's so pretty. Because I don't have that. My calves and my Achilles heels are kind of stiff. So it's very like… Bleh.
Yo, but, I feel like mine are kind of long.
Let me see.
Wait, hold on. Do I got to show… Do I have to show mine
now
too?
No, I got to see like from directly behind. Okay, okay. Yeah.
All right. So, we got to stand… Stand on the table, Matthew.
Let me just…
Is that weird? Whenever I tell people, they're like, you're weird. But
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, me neither. That's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Achilles
heel. That's interesting.
Huh?
Achilles heel. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh, let me think.
And it's anyone that tries to like tell me to like, you know, oh yo, Ashley got a boyfriend. Let me get her number. If anyone tells me that, I'll make sure to…
Yeah. Let me see your Achilles heel.
Like, hold on. Go stand over there. Let me take a picture of your Achilles heel real quick. Send it to her.
Nope. She's not.
You just got the… No, you don't have…
It's just nice.
Really? Achilles heel. All right. That's interesting. Yeah. That's the first time I heard that. I heard like feet and stuff before. But I never heard like Achilles heel. Shoot. Do you have anything? I don't think I have anything like…
Yeah. I don't have any too much in particular. Nice hands. But that's pretty common.
Yeah.
Nice hands.
Let me think. Visually aesthetic wise.
Did my two exes have anything in common that were unique, you think?
All she saw was the Achilles heel.
She yeah, she like, only looked at their Achilles heel.
No, like, it was the winter time. I couldn't see. Darn it. No, not that I know of.
Are people shallow for caring about how they look?
I mean, no, because it's like, it makes you feel good, you know? So it's like, whatever makes you feel a little more comfortable, it's like, or a little more confident or whatever, it's like, go for it. It's like,
I think when you start not respecting another person's preference, then it becomes a little shallow.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just like making themselves like look good or whatever. Oh, yeah.
No, I think that's cool. Like, yeah, if you're trying to look good and you're trying to look like clean, you're trying to look like A1 to impress whoever, I feel like that's all you. But
yeah,
don't knock on other people for dressing the way they want to dress that makes them feel good.
Yeah, respect other people's preferences.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, if you want to do what you want to do, it's like, yeah, do it. If it makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
The way you, you know, do your makeup and the way you dress is a form of expression. And, a lot of guys…
Oh, beauty is an expression.
Yes. Okay. A lot of guys think that a lot of girls dress to impress you guys.
But we
honestly just dress to, like, look at ourselves in the mirror and be like… Mm-hmm. When you make, like, your appearance the only… good thing about yourself, then
once that's you make
like
it your
shallow.
Identity, then that's
if you have nothing else to like put out there except like your appearance, then I feel like what good is that?
True that.
Yeah,
that's not beautiful at all.
Faux beauty.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that? Fake beauty. I don't know how to pronounce it.
But I wonder like what kind of pressures there are for you guys, like for men, especially being like idols and on camera.
Sure. I don't know. I'm probably on the same boat as you. Doing makeup and all that…
It
gets tiring, bro.
I hate that, yo. It's so suffocating. And it's so annoying to take off too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I hate it.
I'm more just like… Do I look authentic and dope while rapping? Do I… You know, are my clothes on point?
Mm-hmm.
Is my body on point? I'm more towards that. But when it comes to my makeup and like… You know, what I… You know, what my face looks like. How much I… I don't know about all that. But aesthetically, I do like how would you say 신경써? Why is it? I do care. America. I mean, English. Oh my god. I do care.
I speak
about
American.
Like, yeah. I do care about like Cause clothes is a big thing. Clothes is a big thing on like what type of person you are. Like we were talking about, like the gangster look, the preppy look, skater look. You could tell a lot from from what a person's wearing. So I feel like I'm more towards clothes.
I feel like the only pressure that I have is like weight.
I feel like
that's like the only problem.
Have they ever told you like to lose weight?
No, they told me to stop working out though.
Oh, they don't want you to be big?
Yeah. They said I look like a Lego or something. Like, so like I was like, cause like no, there I forgot what picture it was, but it was like
that's messed up, bro.
No, because we were wearing. Damn, Diane. Damn,
and
Diane.
Enjoying herself a lot.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, because you know, like we do ballets and we wear suits too, right?
Oh, yeah,
So that's like more like square looking.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, I forgot who I was standing next to, but they were like one of our like smaller members.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked even bigger. So I just looked at, I was just like, oh, it kind of looked like the, you know, like the Kanye West and Lil Pump music video. That's like over exaggerating, but like, like it was kind of like that. Like I looked like huge next to like the member. That's why. So they were like, Can you stop working out? I was like, what?
Yeah. Weight is a big thing for me too. Because I like gain weight easily too.
Don't you guys get like a lot of male idol, like fellow male idols being like, oh my gosh, like, you know, 너무 멋있어요. You're so cool. Because like you guys are kind of different like compared to them. Like you guys work
like
out
bigger.
A lot. Yeah, you guys have like muscles.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure we have an influence.
Yeah, I'm sure you get to all the time. They like touch your chest and then your arms.
Yeah. But I feel like they could do that with you too.
Yeah,
me and Peniel pretty much lift the same.
No.
Yeah, we worked out together. We're pretty much on the same level.
Yeah, we did.
Did you work out as much when you were in the States? No, right? Because you said you were like chunky.
I started working out like consistently, I think like the last year of high school.
Oh wow. It's pretty late.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
late.
That's
pretty late for America. Like, yeah, I started working out in like junior high, I think.
What?
Dang.
Yeah. Why?
I think that's why I'm so short.
You're not that short.
I mean, you're like taller than most.
But I feel like for my arm length, I'm like pretty short.
It's good for boxing.
It is. Yeah. It is very good for boxing. Yeah.
And he has jaws good for boxing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta get started.
New career, guys. I'm retiring as an idol. Yeah. I don't know. I think I started working out like… Not like crazy. But I started like doing like pull-ups and like push-ups and like all that stuff. Like not like weights. But like with my body.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups. Like workouts that I can do on my body. I feel like I started doing that in like junior high.
Did you play sports too?
No. I got into sports really late.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. But you started like doing all those workouts pretty early.
Mm. Yeah. I think it was because… I was like shorter than a lot of people.
So you want to get big. So, you can
yeah,
like
I was like… I was like, all right, I got to protect myself just in case.
True, true, true.
Because like, it's… Yeah.
Would you guys have any beauty tips for anyone out there that's trying to look and feel more beautiful?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, mindset. Once again, you know, just don't really care what other people care, like think about you and then just do whatever you like. It's like if you think it looks good, it's like, all right, that's beauty right there. It's like whatever, you know? And then I feel like, you know, it's not like necessary, but it's good for you if you do go to the gym and like work out, you know, it's healthy. So I feel like, what was it? It's like 90 days or something. Mm. If you do something for like 90 days, it becomes a lifestyle.
Oh.
So then… More than just kind of like, oh man, I have to work out again. I think if you just like consistently do it and just kind of make it part of your lifestyle.
True.
Then it'll be like a lot easier and like not as stressful.
True, true.
And it'll be healthy for you. So I think just, yeah.
I agree. 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ashley?
Yeah, I feel the same. I read a comment. Someone said, oh, people will do anything to become beautiful or to be more attractive. Mm-hmm. Except change their diet and work out. So they'll like, you know, do like, I don't know, get plastic surgery or stuff like that. But it all like starts from like in here, you know. And I just feel like, especially because I have been doing like a plant-based diet for 30 days. I feel so much better. And like I feel so much more energized. And also, you know, in the beginning when I first joined the entertainment industry, I was so pressured and I felt like I wasn't pretty enough and I just felt like I had so many flaws. But once I accepted the fact that not everyone will find me attractive, there are going to be people who will find me attractive and there are going to be people who don't find me attractive.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like the only person that's me is me and the only person that's you is you. And I feel like if someone likes me for who I am, then that's great. And I don't have to be… Yeah, I don't have to be liked or loved by everyone. And I think that's something like… You gotta accept too, or else it's just gonna be so much pressure and stress.
Yeah.
So yeah, just be you.
I get that. I get that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True.
If anyone got a nice smile, I say, ooh,
hello.
Yeah, and all the preferences we mentioned, it's just like, you know, it's just what
it's our preference.
Yeah, it's different for everyone, and like just because I find someone who's chubby to be a little, you know, more on my style, it doesn't mean that, you know, skinny is not good, or cool. So. Yeah.
No, I know a lot of girls that like skinny guys too. So yeah. Personal preference.
Yeah, preference. Sure.
All right. So some people posted online, you know, some messages asking for advice related to today's topic.
Okay.
So, all right. It says, my friend has a really lame appearance, as in he doesn't take care of himself and is always covered in cat hair. He's in his mid-30s, but blatantly hasn't bought clothes since he stopped growing. So his clothes are all very outdated and ill-fitting. He has a neck beard. He is a talented musician and it just doesn't show on the outside. His appearance distracts so much when he talks. How do I approach the subject with him? Does he even need to be told? He
needs… hair.
He needs
allergic.
Queer Eye.
What's that?
Queer Eye?
What's Queer Eye?
The show. The Fab Five. They like… you know…
Like
make
a makeover?
Someone presentable. Yeah, yeah. Makeover.
Kind of thing. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like their like lifestyle. Oh, anyways. Wow. Yeah, I think like hygiene and, you know, just looking presentable is just like the basic, no?
Basic?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's a neck beard?
What is a neck beard?
I guess you have beard here.
Like, oh, I got a neck beard. I got facial hair.
Oh, a little bit. Okay, wow.
Wow.
I let this grow. I have like a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Like 3 years.
Like three pieces, you know?
I got a gang.
Mm. Oh my God. So you have to like shave it every day, like. That must be so annoying.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't have a lot of hair, like facial hair. I think shaving's fun.
Mm.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, man. I like putting like the cream… What do you call it? The shaving cream on every morning. Like.
Oh, man. I get the 5 o'clock shadow like 10 hours after
really?
Yeah, oh, shave. So,
I mean…
Even now, I kind of got it now.
I wish I could get a 5 o'clock shadow.
So, how would you tell your friends nicely? You know? How do you approach your friend with this?
Well, one, I think they should respect the fact that maybe they want to just be comfortable like that. But it's like, approach them in a nice way.
Mm.
You know, don't be like attacking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what? Like, why you got cat hair on you?
Why you
bro?
Got cat hair on you all the time? Like, why you got a neck beard? Like, you know, don't do that. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Approach them in a way. Where, I mean, I feel like I say like the same advice all the time, but it's like…
Be cool and nice
cool
and chill.
About it, chill about it. Approach them as in you're caring for them, you know? Mm. Be like, hey, like, you're a very talented musician. Like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Start with that. Start off with some compliments. It's like, I think if you like do this, then you know.
Yeah. I think, boom, you just said it. Compliments. One thing you could try to do is if there's a day where there's not cat hair on them, be like, yo, I don't know what it is about you, but today you looking real.
What
you.
If that person doesn't even realize like
the cat hair?
Yeah, like that he doesn't have cat hair that
then
day.
You could nicely tell him like it might be like the lack of cat hair on you.
Yo, I like that new no cat hair look.
Oh,
I like that.
Where'd that beard go, bro? Yo,
this you is a good look fresh for you. Today.
Dang, you fine, bro? You know what I mean? You looking good, hey.
Oh, you know what? Why don't they just like treat them out to like a haircut or something? Like
yeah,
one.
That's what I was
like,
gonna say.
Too.
Just like casually take them shopping and be like, oh my god, I think this would look really good on you. Like, why don't you try it like, on? And then be like, oh my god, this style suits you so well. I guess he's a musician, so it does kind of… You do have to look presentable.
I feel like this is a very musician stereotype though, you know? Like, I'm thinking of like… The musicians that are like so deep in music, like they don't really care about their
like long hair.
You know, like they're always just like at home. Like,
true that.
You know?
True
like,
that. Yeah, there
like,
is the look. For
yeah,
them.
Right.
There's
right?
The
There's
musician
that like, stereotypical,
look.
Like you know what I'm talking about.
As long as he doesn't smell foul and you know he's happy with himself, then I guess it's just like be you. Like
yeah, I mean yeah.
Because if that person is okay with it and you're like
okay
just like
it.
Oh my god, like you gotta look more presentable, then. That
because
person
that's
might
their
not be happy.
Yeah, that's
true
your
that,
preference
true
too.
That, true
so
that. True that. Yeah, there you
but
go.
If he smells, that's another story.
He's…
Because if you…
But I mean, you know, it's not like a bad thing to groom yourself either. So you can tell them. Be like… You know, it's like you look fine now. But it's like I think… You know, it's like if you do this or this… It's like you could look like 10 times better or something like that, you know?
True.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah.
Try it out nicely.
Try it out. Nice. Don't attack them.
Yeah.
No criticism.
Use kind words.
Yes.
Compliment.
Mm.
All right, guys. It is time to wrap up the show now.
Yep.
Today we talked about, you know, different beauty standards in the Western culture and in the Eastern culture, I guess. And what, you know, pressures we had to go through and what we find beautiful and our preferences in other people.
And we tried defining beauty.
Yeah, so we talked about like our insecurities as well. And you know, there might be some of you who guys are listening who may not be confident and who may have a lot of insecurities and self-esteem issues. But we're here to tell you that
you're beautiful.
B-E-A-U-tiful.
Yes, don't forget that. You are you. And yeah, that's yeah. what makes you…
Smile a lot. You. Yeah.
And what do you say? You're the best you. You can… You… What?
You're the best… You're the one and only you that you can be. You're the best version of you that you can be.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All you right. do you. Yeah, you do you. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right, guys. Stay updated on our show by following our Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be up on YouTube on youtube.com/divepods. And once again, subscribe to this channel and review this podcast. And we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening and enjoying another episode. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!
Peace out, beautiful Bye-bye. People.
Peace!
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted: A Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.